Nerdy For, the podcast where we find out what people are nerdy for. I am your host, Amy Brown. In this episode, we talk to Powell Mansfield. Such a cool name. I really like that name. And he is very silly. We talk about American Idol, karaoke, comedy. He is an Atlanta comedian. He also just started working at the Atlanta Design Center, so I get to see him a lot more. And he is a delight. Enjoy the show. Welcome to Nerdy For, the podcast where we ask people what they're nerdy for. Our guest today is Powell Mansfield.
Hi, sorry.
Oh, you are darling. The world needs your energy. Now, I want to ask you, Powell, mm-hmm. What are you nerdy for?
Oh my Atlanta. I'm nerdy for so many dumb things. First of all, I've got American Idol.
American Idol.
Yep. I grew up with very fast internet and very few friends. And so I would watch last night's American Idol over and over and over. So much that I would also watch Australian Idol.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You are very lonely.
I just call it having a good personality and being creative. But lonely. Gay. Dumb,
can you list
bad.
The first American Idol winners, the OGs?
Kelly Clarkson, Ruben Studdard, Fantasia Perino, Carrie Underwood, Taylor Hicks, Jordan Sparks.
That's impressive. Okay, can you list the Australian top hitters?
Guy, it's harder. Ricky Lee Coulter is my favorite. It was shocking elimination in season 3. And so she's now, they actually just rebooted Australian Idol, and she's a host now, which is really cool.
Jennifer Hudson.
She was like Jennifer Hudson, but in Australia and white.
Did she win an Oscar?
No, just was really good at singing and was a shocking elimination.
Did you sing along? I want paint a picture of young Powell in your underpants.
I was fully clothed. For my 10th birthday, I asked for a cordless microphone. And my parents got it from Radio Shack, and it was the best day of my life. And so, I was in my room blasting.
Is it on the computer or on the television?
Well, both, but computer, because my family, I was the only one that knew how to work my family's computer. Ooh. So it was in my bedroom.
Oh.
I made it
you
so.
You had all the access.
Yes.
You used it for American Idol. Did you use it 100%. For anything else that a teenage boy might enjoy?
Yeah, but not on this podcast.
That's true. So maybe this will be a clean one.
Nerdy, still nerdy for that too. So I would just sing. And then it was my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Did you do the choreography?
No, not really dancer. Tried. I moved a lot.
While you're singing, because you felt the music, of course.
Felt the music.
You gotta sell it.
Of course, you have to. And it was just me in my room a lot alone.
Did you ever invite a friend over and be like, I have the best fun in my bedroom?
Yeah, they couldn't really keep up. Sorry.
Would you have to cut them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go home now.
Work on the.
We're moving in a different direction.
The pitch is here. It's like you purchased a condo underneath the pitch and you live there. And I'm right on the pitch.
I have a friend like that.
Yep. And we are musical theater girls.
It's almost on pitch, just constantly.
Yeah. But you're right under. Anyway, so that's one thing, American Idol, Australian Idol.
Oh, that's
really, really relatable, and that's a niche, which is good for a career.
As an adult now, do you find yourself bringing up old American Idols to watch them to soothe yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. Jennifer Hudson, Circle of Life. Watch it right now. Getting emotional. So good. Catherine McPhee, Since I Fell for You, top 32. Are you kidding?
She's coming to Atlanta and she's touring with
David Foster, her husband.
And he's so
much older.
Older.
Yes.
Oh my God. She's so beautiful.
And you know what's crazy? And I love it. And I love it. And I think it's great. But she was also married before him to an older guy, too.
Oh my God. She's so beautiful.
She knows what she likes.
She's beautiful.
I feel like she's coming to get us.
She likes a silver fox.
Everyone move just a weird little.
Is there something happening? Is it all the ice in?
Oh, sorry.
I think it was
just, is that bad?
I think it was just my headphones. Apologies to the listeners.
The the Cantini Martini.
My Atlanta.
Nobody asked for it.
Merch.
But I made them.
She's so beautiful and she's touring with this old guy and they put a picture of them together.
Her husband.
And it's like the Alliance, not the Alliance Theater, but it's like
Atlanta Symphony Hall, probably.
Yes, the Atlanta Symphony Hall.
Yeah. Listen, great.
It's like
he wrote. He worked with Celine Dion. He's worked with everybody. Oh. He has Grammys.
She also married an old man.
That's true.
Maybe
Renee
there's some
Angelie.
Maybe there's something about ingenues wanting Angelis. What did you say?
I don't know. Good for them. I've been single for 10 years.
Try marrying an older man.
Yeah. Do you like a silver fox?
I have, and I do, and I will.
Oh, you do? And yeah, you have, and you will?
Yep.
Okay. You heard it here.
I will keep it going.
I'm good for you. Get whatever old nut sex you enjoy.
Oh.
The more wrinklier, the more interesting.
Maybe I'll start addressing them as old nut sacks, and that will get a ring on my finger.
They love it. The more wrinkles, it's like a brain. The more wrinkles, the more smarter.
What a lovely family-friendly show we make.
I know.
Here.
I keep trying to do a clean show, and I keep driving it off in the ditch. Okay. My brain is in the gutter. I can't help it. Okay. All right. So I love this American Idol.
God, I remember, I'm so annoying. I'm sorry. I'm the worst.
You're the best.
Okay, sorry.
You're talking about my friend there.
That's nice.
So American Idol, I remember the first season when that came out. My husband and I used to watch television back then. It was a big thing. At night, you'd have to go home and watch television.
And Kelly Clarkson was on it.
Yeah, she was on it. And
she's
then he got me tickets to see Kelly Clarkson.
Which tour?
The first one.
You know what I did last night?
What did you do?
I drunkenly got myself a ticket to go see Carrie Underwood on Tuesday by myself. I just remembered.
No, that's self-care. That's great.
I'm going to have so much fun.
Carrie Underwood.
Season 4 winner. So good. And Simon Cowell predicted she was going to win the top 11. Or is it top 10? It was top 11. He goes, not only will you win this competition, but you're going to sell more records than any other previous American Idol winner. And he was right.
He was right.
And it was like week 11. And she sang Alone by Heart. Everybody knows that, but.
That's great. A lot of, I think a lot of celebrities have come out of that institution. Do you see yourself performing on it? Like, do you have a fantasy?
Yes, that is my, it is, I would love, I dreamed of being a singer. It just isn't in the cards. I auditioned for The Voice one time.
Did you?
Because my friend from college a cappella got a call back and was like literally called to Nashville to go like perform on a soundstage. Uh-huh. And so I drove her up from North Carolina to Nashville. And then the night before, she was like, well, just audition. So I waited in line, I would say probably about 7 hours.
Oh my God.
And then I got up to sing. And he goes, you got a great smile. It's like, amazing.
That's what, so you finished performing.
And then I go,
and the first thing they said was, you have a great smile.
It's like, cool. Does anybody have some alcohol for me right now? Carrie Underwood. Did you go through this? No. You're better at singing than me. Not as good of a personality, though, I'll say that.
Now, what about being a judge on American Idol? How do you feel like you would do as that?
I would be great at that. Nothing would be warranted except for, that'd be kind of cool if it was a fan judge.
Oh. Wait, like a cheerleader? Like the way Ellen was when she was judging?
Yeah, it was useless. Like a fan. I would be
a normal person. Like, I would buy a ticket to that. Yes. Or no, thank you.
Yeah,
I would like and subscribe.
But yeah, I'd be like, this is what you're doing correct as somebody that's watched the show since probably before you were born. I'm talking to the contestant now. And this is what you should do. This is what you shouldn't do. Because I'm a fan of the show and I know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
So you want to curate their brand?
I don't think I do.
Okay. I think it's so hard to get feedback.
I'm thinking about doing stand up.
Oh, really? Are you nerdy for stand-up?
No. I hate it. Nobody should ever do it. Just kidding.
Ouch.
What? No, I...
It's soul-crushing. But it's
we
fun,
love
too.
It.
I love it.
I think the best thing about stand-up is when you inevitably quit. That was great for me. I quit years ago.
I know. Mm. You did.
I think there's a burnout point, right? And I keep wondering when the burnout point is. I'm like,
never.
Is it
never.
Today?
No, never.
No, not yet.
I'll say most every comic probably hits the burnout point far before they actually quit.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Ones that do quit, that is.
Yeah.
That's sad. Well, couldn't be us.
Nope, not here. No one's quitting here. Except for Joel.
Say it again. Okay. Is this edited?
Oh, sometimes. I don't know. It's okay. American Idol. What else? Do you want to do another a new topic?
What else am I nerdy for? I love microphones.
What do you do with your microphones? Oh, because you have your first one. That was the cordless.
I'm obsessed with the microphones.
Was the cordless one a battery operated or charged? And where was the
They're
speaker?
They're all batteries.
Was it connect to your
the wall, the electrical outlet. But it was a, it's a big, I still have the speaker. It's a huge amplifier. And I'm obsessed with microphones. Shure Beta UR2 87A wireless is my favorite.
This is a new level of nerdy. No one has gotten this weird so
quick. These are Shure, right? Yep. I know these. You know what I hate though? These little things. Little pop-up filters. I hate those.
You hate filters.
I hate them. They make me get, look, my hair standing up. Give me the little, give me the little nangs.
What if feeling. If you touched it?
I don't want to touch that.
Oh my God.
That's why I can't have this kind of microphone. So I need, when I start my inevitable podcast, I need to have something that is not that.
You can get the Sennheisers. Those don't have the cloth filters on them.
Yeah.
Y'all are weird.
Rode Pod mics are a pretty good one too on a budget.
I've got one. See, I want to go big.
That's why I'm the producer here.
Go Andy. Big or go home. Is that it? Are you size shaming my microphones that Joel told me to buy
These
and then I
ones.
Bought them?
No, I like them. No, they're really good. I just cannot have them because my OCD will make me touch them and I don't like it.
Okay, so my son has a
don't
thing.
Don't post this. Don't release this.
My son has a thing. My son has a thing with outdoor furniture. The fabric on outdoor furniture
Perennials.
Is like, yes. Look at you.
No, I know because I look. So I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to, my day job is colliding with Amy's job.
You're getting into interior design and I've been doing interior
Some
design for 15
stereotypes.
Years.
Manifest themselves.
Oh, what? Gayness? Musical theater? Decorating? What next? Are you going to get a small dog and carry it in a purse?
Are you gay? I'm
yes.
not.
Yes. No, I'm tough. Too.
Me in 2004.
Oh, baby. Oh, you can talk about you coming out and being gay in the South. I love that topic. But first, my son.
Boring.
My son, when there's outdoor fabric and you just, like, scratch it. He will die. Yeah. Can is that? Oh.
It's my hair. It's
the same one.
Anyway. What is something else that I'm nerdy about? There's got to be something.
So there's design-ish.
No.
No.
That's just what I do.
There's.
That's just what I do to make $19,000 a year.
Oh. Just kidding. That's less than comedy. No. Is it more?
I wonder how much I made last year. Zero.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Well, you don't have to pay taxes then.
I just do it for the love of it.
You're beating the system.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Or is the system beating me? Ow.
Do you want to talk about the book that you're going to write?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think as you grew up.
Do you remember? Yeah.
You grew up in the South.
About like 10 minutes from where Amy is right here in Atlanta. In Buckhead.
Yes.
I did have my Southern accent removed.
I was surgically.
It's a long surgery.
How much vodka does it take to remove your Southern accent?
I don't know. Ask my dad.
Oh, does he have an accent? I know he has vodka.
He has both.
He's okay. But you have to say like he has.
You know he's the mayor of the lake house town where
he has a.
I don't like. Please don't release this. It's just so white and dumb. I'm so white and dumb, but talented. I'm convincing myself. Me.
Oh golly. Okay.
Anyway,
you are a bright shining star.
Thank you.
And you're God's creature. I don't know. I'm not
you're
religious.
I was like, you've never mentioned God before. I guess you're religious.
Did y'all see that I'm on the lust list of Creative Loafing? Did you see that yesterday?
No.
Wait, they just or it's Friday. I know. The Creative Loafing is a publication in Atlanta, and I'm on their lust list, which is like their most eligible singles. Isn't that
That's
funny?
Fantastic.
I know.
Congratulations.
Anyway, I was just thinking
That's
about.
Great.
They're like, "What is your?" They're like, "What's your religion?" And I was like, "Mary Kate and Ashley, laugh."
What
pause for laugh.
That is a good religion.
Thank you.
Working as a team. What would be your goal out of this lust list? Would it be a lot of hookups or like a longtime boyfriend or, as we previously stated,
wait, so
a silver
is this
fox?
Just did they just post a bunch of hotties on this? Because I'm looking at it right now. So
yeah,
this,
they pick the most eligible people.
Well, can you put that in the post?
I'm looking.
My answers are so amazing.
I was about to say, I'm reading through it right now. I'm just, if there's anything sassy, I'll see.
Yeah.
Well. This is, your passions in life, comedy, karaoke, beer, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
That's fantastic.
Sorry, I snorted. I snort when I'm in a good mood. I'm having a great time.
I'm glad you're having a good time. You like to please.
But no, so there's this reception on Thursday.
Ooh.
You should come. Oh, it's at Pullman Yards, which is this huge event space in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And
that's
so
they had the Bridgerton experience.
Yes, and Van Gogh.
Speaking of Bridgerton, there was
oh yeah
There is, it was, What's Your Celebrity Crush? And it's that guy from Bridgerton.
Yeah. I just filled it out in 9 seconds. But yeah, so wait, I don't think I've had sex in 2 years.
He hasn't had sex in 2 years.
Okay, thank
and
you.
He has to enunciate into the microphone.
Sorry, I don't want, just in case.
Well, you go ahead, get that silver fox then, because I think that's the energy they're looking for.
I know.
Companionship.
Anyway, so I'm on the lust list.
That's fantastic. So you want a boyfriend, or do you want just some fun times?
I would love a boyfriend. No, I would love a boyfriend. And I don't know. I'm a little too much.
We call it a big energy. So you're going to need someone who has a low energy, who's like, thank God he'll do all the energy and I can just walk around and go to the parties behind. Like,
that's the thing, though. It's like, yeah, I guess. Like maybe an intellectual type, like a
grounding.
But who's energy. Excited? I was seeing a guy like right before COVID who was really, really excited to come to my shows, mm-hmm. even the really, really shitty ones. And I'm not going to name them. But like he would just be smiling ear to ear in the back of the room. And I'm like, it's horrible. The show is bad. And he's like, no, but I just love watching you do your thing. And I'm like, so that's what I want. Like somebody to just watch me like do my thing.
That's lovely. When I put my
I have to tell you his last name off the pod. You're going to die. It's so, I wish I could say it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Just say it. We'll bleep it out.
Ooh.
My last name is Mansfield. His last name is.
You're meant to be together.
That's... Isn't that nuts?
For everyone out there, because we did bleep it in post, but it's a very adorable pairing for sure.
Yeah. So what happened to him? Where is he now? Let's go find him. Let's play some music outside his window.
I think he saw me do karaoke too much and he's in hiding now. It's sad. It just didn't work out and it's sad. And I don't get excited about people very often. And
yeah,
that's the thing. But also, I'm not going to settle to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, don't settle. But I think also admiring someone for being different than you, bringing different energy than you do an experience is valid.
And I said something on that questionnaire on this lust list. They're like, what are you looking for? And I was like, I said something like, I want somebody as excited to tell me a story as they are to listen to my story. Like, I want somebody with a zest for life.
Oh, well, you're the zest. You need the plate that
the
zest rides on.
But I want them to
on.
Have a zest.
You want the main dish. You want the chicken so the zest can go on the top.
You know,
but you still get to
before?
Eat chicken. You've never had a salad
no.
before? Not even like the southern chicken salad and potato salad, shrimp salad, ham salad.
Are we serious right now? You've never had a salad?
I'm not trying to be funny.
Are you a willful child?
What does that mean? My brother's name is Will.
Oh.
No. Do you eat vegetables?
Carrots, I like.
How do you poop?
Painfully, apparently.
No, I like beige foods.
Wait.
Are you autistic?
Am I artistic? Yeah, I'm an artist. No, I really have never had.
There's potatoes in that vodka.
Oh, my Lanta. No, I never had a salad. Sorry. And my parents were like, you're going to be a good lawyer someday. I'm like, all right.
Oh, because you would argue enough not to eat the salad. Mm-hmm. You know, my younger son's like that. He would go to the mattresses over silly
I
want to
get hypnotism done.
You are. Yes. Okay.
I never had
I had a question about. That's a lot.
I love this.
I have a hypnotism story. I can't say that word.
Do you?
This is water. I can't say hypnotism. I want you to tell me about the babysitters you had.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they formed you.
They did. The babysitters did form me. My parents, my dad had a job, famously, as all some dads do. Mm-hmm. But he would travel almost every weekend. And my mom oftentimes would go with him. And so I would have babysitters almost every weekend of my childhood. And I was obsessed with them because I was the oldest of a younger brother. And I want an older sister. And so it's these girls coming to babysit. And I was obsessed with them.
Did you worship them? Did you watch American Idol together?
No, they didn't. They didn't want to watch it with me. But I would just hang out with them. And then I would go to my room and do my American Idol thing. But yeah, I would just, there would be every weekend different girl in mm-hmm. like probably from like age, I don't know, 20 to 35. Just coming to stay at the house.
And some of them were characters.
A lot of them were.
What was your favorite one?
Or favorite most one, Martha rings a bell. And this was before, this wasn't a spend the night babysitter. There is a difference. One time, I remember she was brushing my teeth for me.
Whoa.
What age was this?
I was 18. 14 and a half. No. But no. Martha's one of my favorites.
I think your parents bought you a dominatrix.
Yeah, she's in the other room. You want to bring her in? No. That was a young age. But I just remember loving her because she like made me these, there were boxes and we made like a big robot about something. And then, but I did yell at her because she was brushing my teeth. I guess I was like four. Why was she brushing my teeth? I don't remember why.
Maybe your mom told her she had to because you weren't doing a good enough job.
I never had a salad. Martha's, I just remember yelling, Martha, don't post this. Martha, I loved her. She was brushing my teeth. Anyway, she just wouldn't let me,
You wanted to spit.
Yeah, and it was too much.
She wanted you to swallow.
Yes, Amy.
Family show, Amy.
It's not a family show.
That was a meatball. I had to. It's a softball.
I love meatballs.
Well, that's good. What if we put them on a salad?
I've had a lot of spaghetti.
Have you ever had? I put lasagna on top of spinach.
Well, that'd be good.
It's good. And then some blue cheese dressing.
I love a good mushroom lasagna too. How do you feel about mushrooms?
No. Well, what kind?
Oh, just kind of in general, because they're technically, I don't think they're vegetables, right?
I've eaten mushrooms before, not of the salad variety that you'd purchase at Publix.
So then that, yeah.
Now these mushrooms go really good with peanut butter.
I want to get some for the Carrie Underwood concert.
Oh, you're going to some drugs and some music.
That's I'm just going to go to Publix and get some mushrooms.
Sorry.
Some nice portobellos.
I don't know how to hide drug use.
Obviously.
Mushrooms. You want to come to Carrie Underwood?
A friend told me, she said, Amy, you don't know. My name's Amy. You don't know anyone's doing cocaine until you know someone's doing cocaine, and then you see cocaine everywhere.
Everyone's doing it at all times.
At all times. And I still have never seen anyone do cocaine. And I've never received a dick pic. So, hey, I'm living a very underdeveloped life.
Underdeveloped. Same.
Never. I hear you can walk into any kitchen.
Oh, it's... Oh, right. And you know where else? On sets, too. Yeah.
Pretty much.
My friend is working as a grip right now, and she goes, yeah, my boss just, like, asked me to go to the gate and pick something up.
She's a drug mule. Did she have to put it in her
sweet, sweet friend. And she was like, okay. And then and she came back. So heavy, it was a big sack.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere where people are working way too long of hours and being mistreated or having their labor really taken advantage of. There's a lot of cocaine.
A lot of cocaine.
We don't condone that here in this family podcast.
I spill vodka on myself.
Not in my, this is my costume closet. So no cocaine in my costume closet.
One time I was doing not cocaine with somebody and he was just like, just call me Bob. And I was like, yeah, I don't really need to know who you are. It's fine. And then we kept not doing more cocaine. And then later he goes, yeah, I can't let you know who I am because I'm the head of a baseball, of a high school baseball team. Like I'm the lead coach. And it was a very, very rich team. And then I was like, man, you could have told me your name. I would have had a lot harder time finding it, but now I know your exact job in the school you work at.
Is he single?
He's probably dead by now. This was like when I was like 18 or 19 and he was like in his like 50s or 60s. And so.
Well, that's why I like my babysitter so much is because they just brought pounds and pounds.
Yeah. That's
a blow. So babysitters. My book is going to be called The Babysitter's Boy. I think it's a really good title.
It's a great title.
Ooh, I'm already interested.
Yeah,
The Babysitter's Boy. And then, like, you were like, it informed you on how to be a fabulous gay man in the world, some of these sitters.
Yes. And when is this coming out?
I don't know.
Sometime. Okay.
Well, tonight, I'm excited. I'll tell it quick in case we have to cut it. I was flown to LA last year to film a show for CBS.
Ooh.
That has not been announced yet. Well, it's on deadline, but it's called Superfan. I signed a lot of NDAs, so please don't. But it's apparently the trailer's coming out during the Grammys tonight. And it's the thing that when you said that, I was talking to Kelsey Ballerini. I was competing to be her biggest fan. And what I said was, deep down in my soul, I feel like I am a fierce blonde country singer. And nobody makes me feel that way more than you do. Was I eliminated first from the show? Yes. But got flown out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so cut that if it's... yeah. But apparently the trailer's
coming out
tonight. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for you too. That's so great. Yay.
If we filmed it in April, I'm like, can we fucking get a trailer, bitch? Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, that's...
The Babysitter's Boy is...
Babysitter's Boy.
Going to be a really good book that I write.
What is it? So what was it, like memoirs? Is it...
It's going to be a memoir. Okay. It's about these babysitters that I've had growing up. And there were so many. There was a list that my mom had, probably like the size of this paper, back and front, like crumpled up with names.
Was it yellow?
Down. Yes, it was yellow. And you know the paper, the yellow paper. It was legal down paper. Legal. I'm a lawyer. It was just down, but there were names back in front of these girls that would just come babysit us. And I was so obsessed and I would just watch them. And when they were sleeping, and I would, no, just kidding.
That's why none of them did sleepover babies anymore. They're like, I woke up last night.
None of them are living anymore.
Pa was at the foot of the bed.
Lip syncing.
There was that one time because I was scared, and she goes, oh my God. But she was a bitch. She was horrible. But I was scared, and I didn't know how to wake her up. And
it's terrifying. I've had my kids wake me up in the middle of the night, and I scream every time at them. And the last time my son goes, Mom, I'm just a member of your family.
Just.
I do a blood curdle. Everyone has ever slept in the same bedroom with me, like my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law.
Oh, I love it.
Friends. I do a blood curdling scream right around 2:30.
Oh, wait, is this for real?
I have night terrors.
Oh, wow.
And so I can, yeah. One time I leapt out of the bed because there were squirrels in there.
Of course.
And I didn't want to step on them. And then I came, like, I woke
when you were
up
lying down.
Across the room. Ken's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Getting rid of the squirrels. That's another thing. Yeah, I talk and just...
Okay.
Okay, so sorry.
We're back to your babysitters. Because I remember, like, some of them were Southern characters.
Southern characters. There's always a threat, too, for my parents of, if you're not good, we're going to have an old lady coming. And I go, which one? Sweetheart. I'm talking to my mom. I'm like, yeah, y'all have got to go on the business trip. Which old lady? Anyway, that was always a threat. Some of them were really Southern. Some of them, like, wouldn't... One of them yelled at me for... I was so, like, just not exposed to other gay people, any gay people. And so that we were watching Real World Road Rules Challenge. Kind of hard to say. And I remember I said something like, why is he wearing those glasses? And one of my goes, because he's gay. And you shouldn't be watching this because you don't understand it. I was like... Why am I in trouble? How about you in your late 20s explain to me why he's different? Anyway, didn't say that. I was like how, okay, like, sorry.
The glasses or this made him gay.
Well, he was.
Because he needed to see the dick better.
He's gay as hell. Anyway, so yeah, just moments like that. No, nobody too Southern, thank goodness, because when I flew to LA to film a show, my friend from college saw me afterwards and I was like saying bye to the people that we filmed with. She met me at the hotel bar. And she was like, what are you talking like? I was like, what? What are you talking about? She goes, you have a Southern. I go, no, I don't have a Southern accent. She goes, yeah, you do. You were just saying bye to everybody. You're going, y'all, 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 y'all. I'm like, Katie, no. Do I? No. Beat it out of me.
You do not have a Southern accent. And you haven't said y'all since you got into my house.
Katie. You heard it here first. But she goes,
you're on your first drink, so I don't know what happens after your fifth
one. I'll clip this one out just so you can send it directly to Katie.
Katie, I don't have a Southern accent, okay? I'm like mad.
Do you have
Katie?
Katie. Yeah.
Middleton.
Yeah, Katie.
Middleton.
Katie, great name. I know. Yeah.
Katie,
I know.
Look right into the camera right like now. Catherine Pal has Middleton. Something to say to you.
I do not have a Southern accent, okay?
And he's not gay. Not with that voice.
You are.
You are. Get your glasses on. You're gay now.
Itty. Love you. Miss you. She's a great singer. Katie Middleton from Acapella Group. Twisted Measure. Check us out. Love you. I hate this tattoo that I got.
Oh. Do you see it? Okay.
That's a perfect clip.
Yeah. Did
Ew.
So her wait. Gay. Is that because it's an anchor? Is this to attract all of the sailors? Do you go?
Yes, Amy. It's to attract all the sailors.
You go to Fleet Week in New York City and walk around like, hey.
Yep. You can't go. I hate being white.
Well,
and gay, and me, and dumb. This, I like being me. But dumb, white, gay, right here, can we, anchor.
Can we do 2 minutes of positive self-talk, pal?
Oh, sorry.
We need to reset him.
We need, yeah.
We need to turn him on and off again.
Sorry. I'm good now.
Pal, one of my favorite things about you is you're always very down to have a fun time. That's you're a good conversationalist. Mm-hmm. And I love your sense of humor, and I cherish you as a friend.
That's really nice, Joel. Thank you.
Every time I see you, you light up a room and you sparkle and it feels authentic energy, joy. You channel joy energy and you bring it to a space and you share it with people, which is one of the best things you can do
in
the world.
That's really nice.
And you're very handsome.
Thank you. I'm going to say it to your next guest. Sorry. What time is it? Oh, yeah. My uncle just sent me money.
Your uncle just sent you money?
Because I go to the grocery store for my grandmother, so he's reimbursing me. You know what I call my grandmother?
What do you call your grandmother?
It's so weird. It's crazy. So I'm one of 5 grandsons. That's my hazard. Sorry, I can't control it.
His stomach's growling.
No, it's not. It's not my stomach. It's my acid reflux.
Oh wait, no.
Yeah.
You're gurgling up like a lava lamp.
I literally can't control it. It's not a burp or anything. But
I feel another one. You probably didn't catch it with the microphone.
Oh yeah, he did.
I can definitely.
No, yeah, he definitely. No, I know you can.
You're a lava lamp.
Thank you. And anyway. So I'm one of 5 grandsons. I'm the only gay grandson. And somehow what we call my grandmother is Sissy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm the only gay one. It feels a little pointed. Anyway, so I go to the grocery store for her. Growing up, I'd be like on the playground, come home from school and be like, Mom, why are all the boys and girls calling me by my grandmother's name on the playground?
Oh.
And she'd be like, oi, noi. Like, oh, got it.
Yes, and then she gave you a pair of glasses and said,
"And then I go into the world." And then I go and grocery shop for her. Anyway, so my uncle just sent me reimbursement for that.
So
it's a good story.
The South usually has wild names for grandparents, like Gangan. I'm from the North, and we call my grandfather Bubba.
My dog had a dad name, but no, my dad had a dog named Bubba. But we called mine Mimi and Yu Yu.
Oh.
But not Mimi, like M-I-M-I. So dumb. My oldest cousin on the other side he would go over there.
I see it.
They do actually live pretty close.
It's over here.
They're wealthy too. But he would go, I love you, which is cute. But if then we just decided to call my grandmother Mimi. Mimi and you.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's adorable. Because Mimi's kind of like a French thing, too.
Nor. I was a French major. That's dumb. Can you imagine that I did that?
Did you?
I got a degree in French.
Did you go to Paris?
I lived in Paris for 6 months.
6 months.
Can you still speak it pretty fluently? Or did you ever speak it fluently?
I definitely did speak it fluently.
What are we at right now?
If there was a French person in here... guess not. Mm-hmm.
They're all in the closets.
No, they're out gay as hell over there. No, but I really spoke it fluently now. Maybe a whisper.
Isn't it crazy how if you don't use it, you lose it?
And that's what Monsieur Bondejon told me.
It's crazy.
My gay professor. And then my ex-boyfriend broke up with me at the Leaning Tower of Pisa. He was studying abroad in Florence at the time.
Oh.
Did he do it in French?
Did he do it while you're taking the photo? You're holding it up?
Well, so that bad thing is the trip. I was visiting him when he was studying abroad in Florence. And I was from Paris. And so we went. So all the pictures of me with the Leaning Tower of Pisa, I can't really get because the trip didn't end well. And so
I
kind of want... Well, sad. I'm over it, clearly. But it's...
Yeah.
But no. There's just... I do kind of want that picture.
You know how this building, I'm holding it up. I don't want to hold you up anymore.
And we did kissing pictures in front of it, too.
Oh.
I know.
And then he broke up with you. Like,
fucked up.
How long, like, after the cute pictures did he break up with you?
Probably about 5.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys have a fight? Did you? What did it happen? Did you? Are you publicly urinate in Italy? Because that happens to people more than you know.
Wait, that people publicly urinate
there? Yeah, causes breakups. Yeah. Well, I just a personal story.
Oh, so you're just projecting.
No, literally, don't let me talk anymore.
Everybody
just
publicly
the canal
urinates.
Is not clean in Venice. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Oh well, we weren't in Venice. We're not disgusting. No, yeah, it was not great. Anyway, but those pictures.
Is it on film or digital? The pictures. Like, does he have the film? Or they're in your phone?
They're on his Dell laptop.
Oh, yeah.
You looked offended when she just asked you if they were like.
No, it hurt my feelings for a second.
Oh, no, yeah. The pictures are just living in Wolf camera.
Yeah, I've been there a lot. You used to have to pick up your pictures. Okay.
Anyway, I'm over it.
So you speak French. You like American Idol. You worshipped your babysitters. You
have a lot of self-confidence.
You are not at all self-deprecating. You classify yourself as a winner. You love being white.
That's my favorite thing about me.
You love being.
What's one of the things you like about yourself? Being white? No. No.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Here's some fun. You have some fun vernacular words you have invented. I find them very hilarious. Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta.
Like, that means, oh, my Atlanta.
Oh, my Lanta. No, it's Katie, who we were talking about earlier. Katie Middleton, my best friend from college, a cappella. She said it one time, and then I literally just stole it from her.
Perfect. That's how most people get the material. Only
yeah.
And then nar. Is that vernacular for Midtown gays, or?
No, it's how you say oh, no when you're in Australia.
Oh, you're right. You do a great Australian accent.
I do a perfect Australian accent.
That is, I love it.
That's what I said. It was, I had a very fast, I grew up with a very fast internet and absolutely no friends. So that's how I developed this like really great party trick. I'm not proud of it, but it's like a lot of fun to do. But somebody from college was talking to me the other day. Oh, no, you know what it was? It was high school. A friend of mine from high school was like, Powell invented the Australian accent. You've never even done it before. Because now everybody wants to do the Australian accent. And Susan, thanks for sticking up for me. Love you, girl.
Oh, that's nice.
She's a lobbyist in DC now. She went to law school. I don't know what a lobbyist is, but I'm proud of her.
This is seamless. Like, I'm legit impressed.
Yeah.
You just went back and forth. Like, that's good. Now, how do you feel about just changing your identity and just lying to people and starting to say you're Australian?
I thought about it. I've really thought about it.
I can just see you as a teenager, a preteen in your bedroom having a conversation with the two characters, your personality splitting.
It wasn't that. That's what it is now. Like, I'll go home after shows and just like have a little drink alone and do that. But when I was younger, it's just me crying, watching people get eliminated from Australian Idol.
Oh.
That's how I learned. I just watched. And that's my favorite thing.
Oh, no.
You gotta listen. Oh, no. Ricky Lay, I can't believe you got eliminated like this.
Oh, no.
It's absolutely terrifying. That was my stomach that time. Anyway, yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, so what are some other cute little phrases you have?
See, I can't control it. I really can't. And it's not a burp. It's acid reflux.
Was a cow.
Thank you.
His stomach even does impressions.
I'm not proud.
Did you eat a breakfast? Do I need to feed? I can feed you.
It's not that. I can't. I do it if I've eaten, if I haven't, if I'm in between.
What's your favorite karaoke song to do?
There is not a favorite. If you have a favorite.
You're not a real artist.
Exactly.
Ooh.
It depends on the mood. That's another niche thing. Or
you have a mood?
No. The karaoke? Yeah, the nerdy karaoke.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm feeling.
Do you need a bucket?
No, I'm just feeling one coming along.
Do you ever tap it?
Amy, I've done everything. Okay. If you have everybody should have a go-to, but everybody, what I do is. Every time, and I know that you know this, if you're at karaoke, you're like, what do I want to sing? I can't do that one. My go-to, wouldn't fit the mood right now.
Right.
That's why you have to have a list like this.
A go-to list. That's huge.
That a is. List of it's, every ooh. Song that's gone well.
That's a lot. Wow. You do karaoke a lot.
No, it's just every, well, yeah. But it's all these songs I've and seen all, somebody do and it's gone well.
On American Idol. Or
at karaoke.
At karaoke.
Wait, so that's, okay, let me clarify this. That's a list of songs that you've done that gone well, or you saw other people do it?
And it's a mixture. And so if it's bolded, it means I really got to do it again. So you can tell I'm on a hot streak at the end because they're bolded at the end most recently. But yeah, and then there's capitals and there's highlights.
This is wonderful.
And so yeah.
I love how
if you ever need me, I'll email it to you.
Can you just do like a little video recording of you scrolling? We can throw it on the.
You can throw it on the video.
You don't have to do it right now. We can.
Just send it to us later.
They're all seeing this right now in the video. That's if you're if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening just audio only, you're missing out. Yes.
Hot content. I love this idea.
Behind the curtain.
This shows commitment, follow through,
and neurosis.
Neuroses
and insanity and. And you can tell because I karaoke, there's typically beverages served.
Does the spelling get worse?
Well, you can tell. Yeah. Cause some of them are all capitalized. Some of them are underlined accidentally. There's a graph in the middle. I didn't mean to do that.
let me ask you this. Are you ever at a karaoke show and then everyone's doing bad? So then you pick a song, you know, you can kill to show off.
Yes.
Cause I had an ex that did that.
I'm not proud of it.
She would do that a lot.
I'm not proud of it, but sometimes, you know where I get recognized? I've gotten recognized for stand-up a couple times. I've gotten recognized for karaoke far too much. And then sometimes people are like, oh my God, it's Powell coming on stage. Not for my stand-up, for my karaoke. So and I'm not proud of that.
I'm confused about what we were just talking about before. That a person, or you're at karaoke, people are having bad sets, and then someone goes up and has a good set and they to show off, and that's bad. I think you're changing. No.
See, this is the difference. It's not just that, like, oh, I'm gonna go up and have a good set and other people bad. It's like intentionally, like, oh, I am giving myself a ringer song that I know I'm gonna kill. And I'm going to just show off and kind of make everyone feel bad.
That's the thing. My confidence is not with stand-up. It's with karaoke.
Like,
when get me up there.
Do you like to go first? And then be like, try to follow that,
it doesn't
bitches.
Matter. It doesn't matter where I am in the lineup when I'm karaokeing. Okay? I'm going to bring the house down.
I like your karaoke persona.
I hate that. How long was I out? Be honest.
Like, you did great. You're like, I don't remember getting here.
No, I'm here to promote my. Sorry, I was just thinking about the one time I sang really well.
You were in a flashback just now?
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi.
I'm so good.
So it's from here, and this is a self, like, expressing itself too. Like,
it's literally not controlled. I
do you have to take medicine?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going back to karaoke. Do you do karaoke with it? Like,
I'm trying to find a.
The so this is my hang up with karaoke. The sound that comes out of like 90% of like the Asian-y kind of karaoke. Units is like me, like it's all synthesized sounding instead of like instruments or piano.
Well, so I prefer live band karaoke, and every podcast I probably will ever do, I guess it's just inevitable at this point, I talk about live band karaoke at Dark Horse underneath Dark Horse to Ten High Meddlesome. And I'm trying to find, because I made them do 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton, and I'm trying to find a recording of me. I can't. I'm really not doing it on purpose. I'm very sick, and
you're breathing your esophagus.
Yeah, my esophagus is non-existent. I'm sorry. Oh, Please, can we edit this?
It's okay. No. It's okay.
It's okay. I know it's okay, but just can we edit it?
I'm worried about you. It's not all the way okay.
Oh, yeah. You're going to miss me when I'm...
When your esophagus eats a hole. Is it the... Never mind. I'm not going to tease you about your vodka and your burning holes in your esophagus.
Vodka?
I don't even know. Live, you like the live music. Mendelsohn, you're talking about that.
Mendelsohn live band karaoke. Yes.
It's my husband did that for his like 35th birthday party. And he sang Fat Bottom Girls.
So it's so fun. You've been. So fun.
Yes. That was the last time I went.
I'm really trying to pull up me singing 1,000 miles.
You can just send it to us after. I mean, if you can find it now, but also if you send it to us, we can put it in post.
Here's a video of Powell singing.
It's the magic of editing.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's a good song. You're so happy. It's good. That's good. It's you have so a video fun. Of it? Is that a video? Send us the video. Let's stick it on.
Send us this.
We'll stick it on.
It sounds so good.
That's good. That's good.
Okay, sorry.
So this is almost
Joel,
full circle.
Joel, can I airdrop
right
it to you? Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have Apple, so you can't.
Joel's MacBook Air.
That's why we can be friends.
Oh, wait, I guess you can airdrop. I always forget I have a MacBook.
There's one right in front of you right now.
I don't use
green texters.
Well, no, I use it's better for production, like live production, but then, yeah, but I do have an Android.
Okay. My family refuses to do any tech support for Apple products, so it's not my choice.
Why?
I had a computer and then it was obsolete too quickly, and like they make your things
obsolete too quickly,
and then you can't like, and they,
I love that
like
phrase.
I think my husband runs Linux, like they're open source, open coding.
Linux Square, the mall.
What? Oh. That's a kind of operating system, I think, is Linux.
It is.
All right. Well, please don't talk down to me.
Oh, I'm trying to just communicate.
I type 100 words a minute.
I'm not talking to anybody down to anybody.
I don't know who I'm typing to. Nobody's reading what.
You're writing your book. You have to write.
That's right.
You need to commit yourself. I'm going to start texting you every day and ask you if you've written a chapter.
Please do. Let's do another writer's.
Okay. Oh, yeah. A writer's get together. I just think this has come full circle that you started talking about how you're nerdy for American Idol. And you spent most of your childhood alone singing.
Have we talked?
And then
this is don't.
And then
that.
The only thing you have confidence in your life about is karaoke.
Yeah.
Which is American Idoling, basically.
And I really like my eyebrows.
Oh, you do have lovely eyebrows.
Thanks.
So there's a theme here. Do you want to start teaching children how to be fabulous at karaoke? You want to start a business?
Well, now I do need a bucket to vomit in because absolutely not. And
you can hire babysitters.
Right. I appreciate you asking.
You should start a babysitter company and be like, this one's good. She's got vodka in her purse.
No, I'm just going to keep vodka in my purse and write about my babysitters, and it's going to be my book.
I love
it. And my dad keeps a handle of Grey Goose in his trunk. At all times with two glasses. You can keep that in because he will never, ever, 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 ever.
Watch this.
Until some weird relative sends it. Oh. In which case.
Dan, don't be that relative. Grey Goose doesn't come with a handle, no matter how big you buy it. But it's called a handle.
If you believe.
Yeah, just the large ones are just generally called handles.
Yeah. That's got to roll around in the back there. I'm worried about your dad and his vodka.
I think there's a compartment.
Ooh.
That's where I found
it. Is it a Range Rover?
I wish.
Was it a secret drinky area?
No, I wish. It's a BMW. Or it was. He's since transitioned to a Mercedes. Anyway.
And he just drinks it straight with two cups.
Yeah. Never offered it to me.
He didn't have to. You already had some. In your thermos.
Oh, I need more.
We need more. Okay, let me just finish this up. Okay.
You got some questions.
I have some questions.
Wait, are we ready? Mm-hmm. What time are we at?
We got like a good like 10 or so minutes left.
I know, but what are we at?
I mean.
We like, started at 12:30.
No, we're at like 50-ish minutes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got.
I hope this is, I'm sorry.
This is going to be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No worries.
It's fun.
Apparently,
I do this all day.
You just talk and you put it on the internet and then you make friends. I get it. I'm lonely too. And when I do my laundry and I like to listen to people chatting.
I love podcasts.
I don't feel so lonely anymore.
I love podcasts.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
This is just kind of like a little litmus test for how nerdy you might be.
Okay.
Have you ever owned a unicycle?
Yes.
Oh, God. You're the second person to say this, and it shocks me every time. Okay, good. did you use it?
I'm feeling myself. Yeah.
How old were you?
Why did I have that? Too old to have one. Like I said, not a lot of friends.
a woodwind instrument.
Oh, yeah, clarinet.
Clarinet, great. Clip-on tie.
Bow tie.
All the way.
My dad never taught me how to tie a tie.
Oh, he's too busy drinking in his car.
Honestly. You said it.
Have you ever done a Death Star Lego?
No, I'm not that. No, I don't do Legos.
Have you ever had a soldering iron?
What's that?
Okay, great. Have you ever a cape?
No. A dress?
A ferret. Have you ever held a ferret?
Hamster. Zzz, plural.
Oh, did they get busy?
They died.
Sometimes you going out doing what they love.
They got busy being dead. Rufus.
Have you ever had a Harry Potter wand?
I remember. This has got to be like 2001. I remember Googling. Not Google didn't exist. We were on the
like Alta Vista.
Your dad's texting. He brought you some vodka. He heard you wanted to do another drink.
My dad doesn't have my phone number.
Oh no!
Just kidding. He does. He pays my phone bill. But we on the Gateway computer. I remember trying to find a Harry Potter wand, and you could not find it. You could not buy one. Mm-hmm. So yes. Oh, I was at the opening of Harry Potter World. It's on YouTube.
Oh.
There's a vlog of me. Oh, in the love of my life.
What's
oh, God.
Your YouTube channel called?
It used to be youtube.com/iHeartCharmed.
Is that a TV show?
Yeah. CW.
But now it's just Mansfield.
Powell
and Mansfield. But there's a vlog of me at the opening of Harry Potter World at Universal. Like the day it opened, we were there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's history. You are documenting history.
Yeah, of course.
It was amazing.
And then
it's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, point being, yes, I've heard about one.
Okay. Have you ever had a coin collection?
I love coins.
Oh.
There was a coin collector across from Buckhead Theater, and I made my mom take me there once, and she goes, "We can't go in. I think it's like a fancy collection. Like you can't go." I go, "But mom, I want to go and get coins. I love coins."
Cool. A sword.
Yeah, my grandfather had a cane.
With a sword inside of it?
Yes.
Oh, money. Where is it? We need to get this. You probably can't take it into places because you're not supposed to bring weapons.
I just keep it in my Honda.
You do?
No, I don't.
You gotta protect your vodka. An aquarium. Have you ever had an aquarium?
No.
How about a terrarium?
What's that?
Something you keep a lizard in.
I want to get a frog.
You would need a terrarium for that. You're welcome. Teaching you new words.
Not yet.
Do you know how to do ham radio?
Ham?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Do you know Morse code?
No.
Have you ever been to band camp?
I've been to Christian camp.
Oh.
Sucked. Christian. I've been to military camp.
You went to military camp?
God, I got to write a bit about that. Yeah, I went to military camp.
Why?
I thought it was a space camp across the street. That's Mary Kate and Ashley went to.
Did you bring your uncle's sword?
No, but I did win the award at the end of the week for being the delight. I literally won the Right Stuff Award at the end of the week.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that cool? You're a good military guy. Do tell.
Yeah. Literally went to military camp. Yeah, remind me to talk about that.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah, Christian camp, military camp. It did wonders for me. I'm well adjusted.
I'm curious about both of these. Were your parents, okay, were they worried? Like, do they think that your sexual identity or whatevs needed to be altered by some sort of programming, or were they just cool with it?
And I
just
think
boys will be boys. Let's go have them hang out with the other boys at the military camp.
Probably everything that you just said. And I think that they just wanted me to not hear me singing into my brand new microphone that I got for my birthday from Radio Shack.
That's perfect sense. You get too loud.
So send him to military camp, and then he's going to win the award. I literally won an award. It's great.
Did you bring your microphone to military camp?
No.
I missed opportunity.
They checked it at the door.
Have you ever framed a puzzle?
No. But I am trying to frame my signed Ashley Simpson CD.
Oh, that's not nerdy at all. Oh, okay. Wedding at Disney, yay or nay?
No.
Oh, that was a quick one. Wedding then at Harry Potter World.
No.
Okay. You've grown out of it.
That's gay in a bad way.
Oh.
We're not doing that.
Don't yuck someone's yum. We're all inclusive here.
Well, yeah, it's just gay and bad.
There you go. Have you ever used the word huzzah?
No.
I like how judgy you are about these things, and then you're kidding yes on half of them. So, you know, you're skating on some thin ice here with the nerd level. Have you ever worn a costume more than one day? Like goth?
Continuously?
Yeah, goth counts.
Not continuously, but I did have to take out the Power Rangers costume to be awarded Homecoming King in high school.
Oh, that's a wonderful. Now that goes in the book. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I want to see.
So sweaty in there.
I want to see that movie.
Wasn't the pink one, didn't have my size.
Was there a time in your life when your parents refused to have pictures taken of you?
No, I think I was just demanding pictures taken of me at all times. So, yes.
Mom, I want to play paparazzi. Mom, I'm on the red carpet.
I'm like,
Kelly Clarkson and I just got here.
Please take a picture of me for once.
Have you ever made your own clothes?
No.
Have you ever written fan fiction?
No.
Have you ever said, that's not canon?
No, I'm not. No. I have a personality. No.
My son says it all the time about Harry Potter. My poor baby doesn't have a personality. That's fine. He'll grow one in college. Have you ever had a birthday party for a pet?
No.
Have you ever made a costume for a pet?
Not made.
But put one on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack.
What was it?
It was a cute little Christmas sweater.
You mean, oh, you put a sweater on a dog. What size dog is this?
Middle Springer Spaniel, so like
yeah. Mid-size. Okay, so it was like a human sweater you put on the dog?
No, I got it at PetSmart.
Oh, that's lovely. Have you ever brewed your own mead?
No.
All right.
I never had mead. People say it's good.
It's all right.
Get Aaron tuning on the pot. Have you? Why did you ask? Why is that the last question? That's a weird one to end on.
My husband went through a mead phase. And so he is the litmus for a lot of nerd activities. Did I show you his violin yet?
I love violins.
I can show you his Legos. Some of them are in here. Well, some of those are my kids.
Are the Legos in the room with us right now?
Lego.
I was going to say, we did a whole Lego episode. J-Star is going to be mad at us.
Yeah, we had J-Star on, and we learned about being a master Lego person, and it's called Lego, not Legos.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Lego stuff out there.
Bricks.
Listen, I love that for them.
You know, some people can be alone.
I can't believe that the last question that you asked was about mead.
I know, it did taper off there. I gotta reorganize this. Well, no, actually the last one is, do you have a Disney tattoo?
I have a dolphin tattoo.
And the anchor. Oh my, let me see.
Dolphin. And then
and the anchor is very nautical. It's like Nantucket
music.
Up in here.
I got it in Paris when I was studying abroad, just so I could say I got it in Paris when I was studying abroad.
That's fun.
And then I waddled on home past the Notre Dame.
How do you say music note in French? Sing it.
Music note. La musique something.
Well done. Your parents are proud.
If my professors made it this far, sorry, girls.
Okay. This, we're going to wrap it up. This was lovely. We've had Powell Mansfield on our show today, and ladies and gentlemen and everybody. And we're, do you have any things you want to plug?
Just go to karaoke and...
sing your heart out.
And don't judge me. I'm sorry about my acid reflux, but it makes me who I am.